This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of education, highlighting that it is meant for holistic development. He made these remarks while interacting with students during the 8th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha in New Delhi. In a video released today, the Prime Minister addressed students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, the Prime Minister advised students not to remain confined within walls. He emphasized that for growth, students need the freedom to explore their passions. Mr. Modi noted that one should not live with the idea that exams are everything, highlighting that students are not robots. The Prime Minister said students cannot grow if they are trapped in books. He noted that students should engage in their favorite activities to perform well in exams. The Prime Minister advised students to develop a habit of writing. He also highlighted the importance of nutrition and wellness, advising students to eat millets and vegetables to keep themselves healthy. He also pointed out that sleep is dependent on nutrition, emphasizing that medical science recognizes the importance of sleep. He encouraged students to spend time in the morning sun. He also gave tips to students on mastering pressure, acknowledging that low grades often create a tense environment at home. He advised students to prepare without stressing over this pressure and to keep challenging themselves.
Batsman us pressure ki parwah nahi karta.
Yes sir.
Uska pura dhyan us ball pe hota. Agar aap bhi is pressure ko man mein na lete hue apna dhyan आज मैंने इतना पढ़ना तय किया, ये अगर कर लेते हैं आप आराम से उस प्रेशर में से भी अपने आप को दिखा सकते हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. In France, the Prime Minister will co-chair the AI Action Summit with President Emmanuel Macron, which begins tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. President Draupadi Murmu took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh today. She also performed puja at Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The president took a boat ride to reach Triveni Sangam and fed Siberian birds. The president will also visit Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. She will also explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Centre. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station ahead of Maghi Purnima Snan. Talking to reporters in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the government has made elaborate arrangements at 8 railway stations in the city for Mahakumbh. He added that the central government is working closely with the state government to create the best possible arrangements at the railway station for the devotees.
प्रयागराज महाकुंभ के अवसर पर 8 स्टेशंस पे बहुत अच्छे से रेलवे का व्यवस्थित तरीके से काम चल रहा है. राज्य प्रशासन के साथ, मेला प्रशासन के साथ मिलके एकदम कोऑर्डिनेटेड वे में चल रहा है. कल प्रयागराज जंक्शन से 330 गाड़ियां निकली है और आज भी बहुत ही व्यवस्थित तरीके से चल रहा है. कहीं पे कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. अगर कहीं पे कोई र्यूमर्स फैलाने की कोशिश करे तो उस पर ध्यान नहीं देना है.
The Railway Ministry has clarified some media reports saying that Prayagraj Junction has not been closed. It said as per district administration, Prayagraj Sangam Station will remain closed for passenger movement till the 14th of this month. It said regular and special trains are running smoothly from other 8 stations around the Mahakumbh Mela area. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru today. The 5-day event with the theme of Runway to a Billion Opportunities will showcase India's defence capabilities and indigenous innovations. In the Indian Super League football, Odisha FC will take on Punjab FC at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.